Well, Nancy, if you recall a few food for thoughts ago, I mentioned that I've been cutting the bottoms off of leeks that I buy at the supermarket and planting them, and they come up like magic, and now my leeks are putting out these giant scapes. And I understand, even though I have mine homegrown, you just bought some.
I got talked into it. I was at Socio's Produce in Pike Place Market. The guy said, you have to try these. They're amazing. Because I had seen them at PCC. I'd seen them in a few other places. They were like, I don't know, $2 or $3 a pound. And he said, you should cook them just like asparagus. So I grilled them along with some asparagus, just in case they weren't so good. And he was right. They were just so perfectly sweet. They had an almost asparagus stalk texture. But the taste was more like a slow-cooked onion. It was just glorious.
Mine have got these little bulbous things on the end, which I guess are seed pods. Did yours have that, and did you cook
that
too?
They sure did. I ate them. They hadn't gotten to the point where they were just full-blown seed pods with the seeds coming out of them yet. They were just delicious. But, Stein, what I really want to know is, did you make the pastrami out of corned beef?
Yeah. Well, for those that missed that show, it was a few weeks ago. We were talking about the homemade pastrami recipe we did a show on back in October, where you have to brine the brisket for a few days, and it occurred to me that what I'm really making there is just a corned beef. So I thought, well, why not just start with a store-bought corned beef and then put the pastrami spice crust on it and just go from there and save 4 or 5 days of brining. So that's what I did this last week.
And how did it come out?
It came out exactly like the home-brined pastrami. It worked fine. There was just one problem.
What was that?
Well, I'm embarrassed to admit that I actually did this, but a 3.5-pound corned beef cost me $28. I only did it in the interest of science.
Right. You know, meat is so expensive. Remember when a corned beef used to be a cheap cut of meat and a flank steak used to be a cheap cut of meat? I love flank steak, but it's so darn expensive now.
The cheap cuts were always my favorite, and now they're expensive. Oxtails, shanks.
Right.
Chicken wings used to be almost an afterthought. You could buy them really cheap. All that stuff is really expensive now. Somehow people have discovered the cheap cuts, and now they're not cheap anymore. Call a meat paradise and kiss it goodbye.
Yeah, you know, you just have to be careful when you're buying. I like to always shop for sales, but you can do things like buy a whole chicken and cut it down yourself. If you go online and look for a video, there's a million different videos that'll show you how to cut down a chicken if you're afraid to do it. Or you can just say to the nice meat counter person, excuse me, could you cut this chicken into parts for me?
Well, they've already got them cut in parts and packaged.
They do, but then they charge you more for it. So when you see a whole chicken on sale, that's the trick that you need to know.
What you will need if you're going to do that is a good pair of poultry shears, the kind where the two blades detach for cleaning. Very important. One of the funniest one-star reviews I ever saw was for poultry shears. Whoever this was said, these are the worst things I ever bought. They came apart the first time I tried to use Yeah, you can cut up your own chicken. I don't really know how much money you would save, but probably the best way to save money on meat is not to eat so much of it.
Well, that's exactly right, and I'm sure there are lots of people out there that would want to call and tell us that.
Well, listeners, you must have some kind of deal that you do to save a few bucks on meat. Everybody is just looking at prices at the meat counter and shaking their heads. Let's hear about it at KPLU.org. With KPLU food talker Nancy. Nancy, where'd she go? I guess she must have heard about a sale on meat. Hey, Leeson, pick me up a bag of chicken beaks and talons, okay? I hear they're still pretty affordable. I'm Dick Stein.